This is an MUT Radio podcast. MUT Radio News.
Making headlines at this hour. The University of Johannesburg recently celebrated its 19th annual International Student Festival at Auckland Park Kingsway campus. And police in Berea are investigating a deadly shooting on Florida Road. The time is 8 o'clock. Good morning. The University of Johannesburg recently celebrated its 19th annual International Student Festival at the Auckland Park Kingsway campus, showcasing a vibrant tapestry of cultural exchange and unity. Hosted by Miss UJAPK 2023 Kwandiwe Sobowa, the event featured performances from international students representing various countries, highlighting the rich diversity within the UJ community. A special guest, Zimbabwe's Consul General to Johannesburg, Eria Piri, attended the festival, emphasizing the strong ties between South Africa and Zimbabwe. He praised UJ for its commitment to fostering international dialogue and cooperation. The event also marked the first public appearance of the newly crowned UJ Royal Court for 2024, with Miss UJAPK 2024 Ongemete Nkumise delivering a heartfelt speech about her role in representing the university. The Royal Court's princesses, both international students, participated in cultural performances embodying the festival's global spirit. In other news, police in Berea have opened a case of murder after a woman was shot dead, allegedly by her cop boyfriend. The shooting happened at a popular restaurant on Durban's Florida Road in the early hours of Tuesday morning. It is alleged the off-duty officer met with his girlfriend outside the restaurant, which was her place of work. KZN Police spokesperson Robert Nechuenda says a suspect then drew out his service pistol and fired shots at her.
The victim ran back inside the restaurant and the man followed her as he continued shooting. She was declared dead at the scene. Two more people sustained gunshot injuries during the incident. The motive of the killing is unknown at this stage. However, domestic-related issues cannot be ruled out. Metro police officers who were patrolling the area witnessed the incident and reacted.
Metro Police spokesperson Boyce Zungu says the suspect was shot and injured by a Metro cop who attended the scene.
Our member used his departmental firearm, fired at the suspect. Later, the suspect was identified as a member of SAPS station at Westville Police Station.
Babel restaurant owners in Pretoria have denied exploiting South Africa's unemployment crisis by taking advantage of young job seekers. This follows allegations of employee exploitation, including claims of forcing staff to work without contracts. A weekend sting operation by police, Home Affairs and the Department of Labour at the Menlyn restaurant resulted in the arrest of three people, including the owner and two undocumented staff members. The raid followed Mihlali Nobavu's viral TikTok video exposing alleged unfair labour practices. Nobavu claimed she was hired without a contract, forced to pay for her uniform and required to buy equipment. She also alleged workers were fined for breakages and had no basic salary or only tips. Consulted in Dumeleng Khokhome, speaking for the owners, denied exploiting employees, and when asked if owners thought they could disregard labor regulations due to young people's desperation for employment, Khokhome once again denied this.
As companies, as we start, sometimes there are issues that you do miss out. Unfortunately, there. But like I said, they are rectifying the matter. They understand where they are. This is why they have put in a team to ensure that these things are put in place. As we know, unemployment in South Africa is very huge, and to actually close the doors is going to force other people not to put food on the table.
Your financial markets this morning. A short while ago, gold was selling at $2,569.45 a fine ounce. A barrel of Brent crude oil cost $73.69. $1 cost $17.59. Euros are trading at $19.66. And one Bitcoin cost $60,167.01. A recap of your top story this hour. The University of Johannesburg recently celebrated its 19th annual International Student Festival at the Auckland Park Kingsway campus. I'll be coming through with your headlines at 8:30 for your MUT News. I am Celine Dilengobis.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.